Maple syrup is a staple on breakfast tables across North America. Widespread demand and high prices have led to it being called liquid gold. Due to its commodity status, the government in Quebec, Canada, holds large stockpiles of syrup under lock and key. And the facility was the site of the largest robbery in the nation's history. So, maple syrup is a very common thing to be found in breakfast tables in North America. So it's common to put on pancakes and waffles, things like that. So very popular for Canada and the USA in particular. So widespread demand and high prices have led to it being called liquid gold. So it's so popular and it's generally can be quite high priced, so it's given the nickname liquid gold. And due to its commodity status, the government in Quebec, Canada holds large stockpiles of syrup under lock and key. And under lock and key means locked away safely. So it's a very important commodity for Canada and specifically Quebec, Canada. That it is held in large stockpiles, so there are large amounts of it that are safely kept away and highly guarded. So it's a very important item to Canada's economy, so it's very well looked after. And the facility was the site of the largest robbery in the nation's history. So it's very expensive and highly valued, so of course people would try to commit robbery there, and in this case, the facility where the stockpiles are kept, it was the site of the largest robbery in Canada's history.
一开始就是提到说 maple syrup is a staple on breakfast tables across North America. 就说呢，枫糖呢，其实在北美国家的餐桌上很常看到，就是像是美国啊，或是加拿大，因为枫糖就是很常就是沾着松饼。那下一句就说 widespread demand and high prices have led to it being called liquid gold. 就说它的广泛的需求，还有它的高价位，就是让它被称为说是一体黄金的这样子的称号。Due to its commodity status, the government in Quebec, Canada holds large stockpiles of syrup under lock and key. 就说呢，因为它的就是商品的地位，让就是加拿大魁北克省的政府大量的存放枫糖浆。这边有一个片语叫做 under lock and key, 就是有安全的锁着的意思。And the facility was the site of the largest robbery in the nation's history. 就是说呢，这个仓库呢，成为了加拿大历史上最大的抢劫案的所在地。